Yeah, this is Dr. Bill Daigle. This is Dr. Bill Daigle, NutriMedical Report. The website is nutrimedical.com. We link to our media site, daigle-network.com, clayandiron.com. You get the best nutraceuticals and wellness. Our first hour of our program usually deals with anti-aging wellness. We also, because I was converted to a spook 26 years ago, working with classified projects, we have very top experts on, like our geopolitical analyst now, Josh Bernstein. I'm going to put up his page, which is at patreon.com, patreon.com/Josh, J-O-S-H, Bernstein. And Josh has his own YouTube page. He also has his own page over not only on Patreon, but you have also, I think, a different way of broadcasting as well now, right, Josh?
I do, yes. I'm also on Roku television. So if you have a smart TV in your home or if you have the Roku device, you can go to the search area and you can put in The Josh Bernstein Show. And then you'll see my show there. I've got three different categories: newest releases, best interviews, and best investigative shows. It's very, very easy to navigate. There's almost 200 videos on there, so please check it out. Also on YouTube, and of course, yes, at patreon.com/ Josh Bernstein.
Right, and also you asked for your one support, because I consider one of the top and usually correct analysts of all kinds of geopolitical things, and usually based it on facts rather than conjecture, which is why, as I say, I don't play poker, but if I played poker, you'd probably take all the chips from the table. So,
I appreciate that. Yes, look, I am demonetized on YouTube. It's been over 3 years. I'm shadow banned on Twitter. I'm pretty much always in the Facebook gulag all the time for anything that I post. So go to patreon.com/ Josh Bernstein. Put $5-$10 a month, whatever you can do, whatever you can afford. I would greatly appreciate it. That's not an expenditure. That's an investment, because I eat, sleep, and breathe protecting this nation.
Right. So here's what I want you to do. Go over all the topics. You mentioned a few that you wanted to talk about today. You're on your live. Go right ahead.
Well, first and foremost, before we get into any of the other issues, my thoughts and prayers are with the great El Rush Bell. Rush Limbaugh has come out today and has said that he has advanced lung cancer. So I just want to tell the mayor of Realville, the godfather of talk radio, that we are all thinking about him, we all love him, we all support him, and we're all praying that he can make a quick recovery. You know, nobody knows the playbook better than Rush Limbaugh. He knows the Democrat playbook better than they know their own playbook. And, you know, he's been Talkers Magazine's number one year after year. He is truly the best in the industry, and I hope and pray that he makes a speedy recovery.
Yeah, I don't know if you have got contact, but I have, between the techniques I have and the techniques I can refer to my colleagues and do IPT therapy, we can get him to recover. But I don't recommend radiation or conventional chemo. I recommend IPT chemo, our nutraceuticals, and other technology like they just released under Donald Trump, the need to try of the anti-blood vessel of cancer vaccine. We also have the epigenetic vaccine called a dendritic vaccine we can get from Greece. So he doesn't need to die. We need to actually get to intervene with this man, because he's a precious resource of truth out there, isn't he?
Oh, he certainly is. And again, we all strive to be as good as Rush Limbaugh. He's someone that is so cerebral. He's kind of the Peyton Manning of talk radio. He's very cerebral. He's very good at being able to predict outcomes in the future. He sees things. He's got the vision to see things unfold months and months before they actually happen. And he truly is a national treasure.
Yeah, now, a couple of things I want you to go into. I want you to go into, what about the impeachment stuff and anything else going on that you'd like to cover?
Well, let's talk about the fact that Michael Bloomberg is not running for president. Okay?
Right.
He's not running for president. However, his money is. Okay? Now, in 2018, his groups that he funded, 24 Democrats that he put money behind, 21 of those Democrats actually got elected to Congress.
Wow.
Okay? He pledged $80 million in 2018's midterm elections. He ended up spending $110 million, and he was very, very successful. Never mind what he did to Washington State, which is basically decimated and almost eliminated the Second Amendment as we know it. with Initiative 594 and then later on Initiative 1639, which pretty much gutted the Second Amendment in Washington State.
Right.
Michael Bloomberg and his Every Day for Gun Safety, Every Town for Gun Safety, and Moms Against Action, the Every Town for Gun Safety, he actually founded. He put millions upon millions of dollars into that group. They are spreading lies and disinformation about the Second Amendment. Michael Bloomberg himself is responsible for the reason that Walmart does not sell guns to people under the age of 21 because of his pressure campaign and because of his money. Now, let's fast forward now to 2020. He says he's running. He says that he's a candidate. But let me tell you something. He's not a real candidate. His money, though, is a real candidate. Because here's the thing. The only reason he decided to run is because if he was not a candidate, he had limits on how much money he could spend on advertising, on political donations, and all that because of FEC rules. However, as a declared candidate, he's exempt from those things. Now, this guy wants to beat Trump so bad that he has said he's willing to spend as much as $2 billion of his own money to try to defeat President Trump. Now, whether he's the nominee or not, it doesn't matter because he is going to take his fortune and whoever that nominee is, he's going to have them set up completely. I would say that Michael Bloomberg is either the equivalent to George Soros or George Soros Jr. He is extremely dangerous. He's extremely anti-Second Amendment, and he needs to be exposed and obviously eventually stopped.
Right. You know, what I see happening is this is kind of an abomination that somebody, they can even change the rules in the Democratic Party, and other candidates are even protesting the fact they changed the rules so Bloomberg could play his little games. Right?
That is correct. As a matter of fact, he likely, and again, I don't know for sure, but he likely paid off the DNC. If you look at his contributions, $106,500, he put like four or five times that exact amount to the DNC.
Right.
And he's been funding them quite considerably in the last couple of years. So my guess is as a reward and also for the fact of trying to block Bernie Sanders, they allowed him to come into the game. Basically, they're changing the game rules in the middle of the fourth quarter, basically,
right.
And they're allowing him to come in. He's probably going to stand on a stack of $100 bills so he can see over the podium, and he'll be in future debates, obviously. So, but remember this, whoever wins Iowa, it doesn't really mean that they're going to win the nomination, okay? It's really not as important as people think. To give you an idea, okay? Bill Clinton lost Iowa, but then won the presidency. Donald Trump narrowly lost Iowa to Ted Cruz and won the presidency. Huckabee won Iowa in 2008, but McCain became the nominee. Dick Gephardt won Iowa back in 1988, but Michael Dukakis was the nominee. Rick Santorum won Iowa in 2012, but Romney was the nominee. So Iowa doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to win. The Iowa caucuses are the Swiffer jet mop of the primary season. They're designed to sweep away the garbage and sweep away the non-contenders. So again, since 1976, only 69% of Democratic winners in Iowa received their party's nomination. And for Republicans, the numbers are even worse. Iowa has only correctly predicted their nominee on 37% of the time.
Right, and now
the odds get even lower for the presidency, by the way. Only 20% of Democrats and 12% of Republicans who have won Iowa have also won the presidency.
You mentioned something. Something's happened recently where apparently they put a cap on releasing information about the Iowa caucuses. What do you think is going on there where they're kind of capping the information release?
Well, for the first time in 76 years, the Des Moines Register did not put out their final Iowa poll. And that is shocking, to say the least, because they did it for 76 years in a row. One of the reasons that I've heard is that Mayor Pete and his campaign were complaining about one of the questions in the polling, basically stating that they didn't like the question, or possibly maybe he was even omitted as one of the choices in that question. I don't know all the rigmarole behind the scenes, but I will tell you this. There's no question that they are using the Iowa poll to suppress Bernie Sanders supporters, okay? Because it's likely that he's winning that Iowa poll, and they don't want to give that type of validation to a far communist, you know, not even a socialist, a far communist, you know, person in Bernie Sanders.
Right.
Look, I'm no fan of Bernie Sanders, and I hope and pray that the Democrats block him from the nomination, and I hope that he finally realizes and he thinks that he might actually have a pair down there, and he runs as an independent. Because if he ran as an independent, and let's say Joe Biden won the nomination, President Trump would absolutely destroy the Electoral College, and he would win handedly in a landslide,
especially if someone like
Bernie Sanders jumped in as an independent.
Right. Now, what other major issues besides the what's going on with the nominations of the Iowa caucuses and the impeachment, what other major topics do you want to cover today, Josh?
Well, the only other thing is obviously the impeachment Schiff, Sham, Schumer show is finally over, and it looks like the acquittal is coming on Wednesday. But here's the thing, you know, it's really going to depend on history and how history is going to report on this. I mean, most of the people that write the textbooks are left-wing radical ideologues. And if you look at, for instance, Bill Clinton, they talk about how wonderful Bill Clinton was. They talk about how he balanced the budget. He never balanced the budget. That was Newt Gingrich in 1994 with the Contract with America that came in. And he forced Bill Clinton to sign the legislation to work with him in order to balance the budget. But because he was president, he gets, you know, the royal treatment. So it really depends on how they're going to do it. If the history books are going to say, well, President Trump was acquitted in the Senate, but he never allowed witnesses, well, that's not really the truth. Yes, it's true that he didn't allow witnesses in the Senate, but it's not the Senate's job to make the case for the House Democrats, who called 17 witnesses. Is history going to report
the
fact of the due process violations and blocking Republicans' concerns and being able to talk to witnesses and all that? That's what we want to see.
Yeah, in other words, the whole due process thing, which is this foundation for a constitutional republic for any citizen, including the president, was dishonored. And what I'm concerned about with this impeachment garbage is it could either create future presidents or try to make this president a vassal of Congress, or force any future leader of America to become a dictator. So, to me, trying to destroy the separation of powers and trying to take people like his private staff releasing information about private conversation destroys the ability of the president to operate as a president anymore. And that, to me, is very clear a violation of the separation of powers, and it should not be allowed. And the idea of questioning policy as a basis for impeachment is ridiculous, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, they've lowered the bar to a standard that, you know, never should have been. It should have never have gotten out of the House, to be quite honest. But it did, and obviously that is a big concern. I would suggest, and I think that they're probably going to do this, they're going to try to write legislation that's going to block future impeachments that were done in the manner in which this one was done.
I'm certain that, number one, that all three of the House, Senate, and the presidency will be taken over by Trump next November, and they should get legislation passed that will accomplish that so they can keep the separation of powers and keep the bodies independent.
I would think so. I was asked on two other shows today if the Democrats are done, are they going to continue to do what they're doing? And my answer is they're probably not going to try this again before November. But assuming that President Trump is reelected, you can bet your, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to be in a position of power like controlling the House anymore.
Well, let's hope not.
Let's hope that the
American people punish them for doing what they did.
Right. Now, the other topic, which I won't even spend a minute on because I'll talk about this separately, is the SARS coronavirus, which there's evidence that it has actually some, and the Israelis looked at this too, that it has some evidence that there's some gene changes. I did an update last night at 4 in the morning for half an hour on video. that the gene changes indicate this is either a failed vaccine that got out or a bioweapon released in China. Apparently, there was a scientist from Harvard that was actually over in China messing around with it, but the Chinese were too. And apparently some of the drugs they use for HIV are actually effective against some of the more extreme cases. It's pretty lethal. It takes up to 2 weeks and you can be asymptomatic without a cough-spreading virus. And 83% of the people exposed to the virus get infected. So it's the highest infectivity of any airborne virus we know. It also is 15% lethal if you get it on PCR positive. It may change because the virus can mutate to either be more or less lethal. The problem is the lethality, if it even drops, and to say to 5% or 2.5%, still may kill more people because the long incubation period and the time where the virus can shed can mean a lot of people can be asymptomatic for weeks and spread the virus everywhere. So this isn't going to go away. Already the Chinese economy has collapsed. According to the Epoch Times, $420 billion just since December of the shutdown in the supply chain, because the area they hit was the center for automobile production in China, which is the largest now in the world. It's like they're Detroit of China. And so things are starting to happen. And I'm wondering, speculating that this all has the hallmarks of either a manufactured pandemic or an accident gone wrong with creation of a bioweapon. Just like in 1918, it was typhus vaccine that turned out to be accidentally a recombination between pig and human flu. They were growing in the deep lung tissue when they injected them with a typhus vaccine and they transported them to Spain. They got sick. Many of them died because they called it the Spanish flu. It didn't originate in Spain. It originated in America when they're trying to make a typhus vaccine. So it could be accidental or it could be on purpose, but either way, they're messing around with things they shouldn't, and there's a high-tech, probably low-security lab in China that I've heard has been involved, and the Israelis have enough information. They've identified this as a major factor triggering it. But I don't know why the Chinese would release this, because it purity seems to be race-dominant to kill more Chinese than other people. But the fact is, because it's an RNA virus, they're planning on creating an RNA vaccine, which is like the Gardasil vaccine, which is going to be very dangerous. We have antipathogenics in our first-line defense kit that'll stop it cold. NIOSH masks, defense wipes, plasma iodine, Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, monoatomic, NutriDefense that strips the viral capsid off, and things to stop the cytokine storm that kills you, PowerC Plus, and our Cell Defense Plus. But people need to understand this is going to affect the world economy, and I've got some economic reports to me. They call it a black swan event. So even if you speculate on what caused it, it doesn't matter. Its effects in shutting down economies are going to have significant effects in 2020. And, of course, you remember one of the formulas that the globalists want is they want to shut down the economy so they can reduce the chances of Trump using that as a major calling card to get reelected. So who knows what the heck is going on. The timing is pretty awful, isn't it?
Yeah, no question. Look, I'm not a big beer drinker, but I'm definitely going to stay away from Corona beer now.
Uh-huh.
I'm only kidding.
I know you're a funny guy. I heard that I heard their sales were off because people think they're going to get the virus from drinking.
All kidding aside, I mean, over 9,900 people have been diagnosed with it, and I think almost 280 so far may have died.
I think the numbers are higher than that. What I heard is they're burning the bodies in China, and I have reports in China they're burning bodies like crazy.
Well, that's the thing. Coming from China, they're never going to be honest and accurate
that comes out. We're only getting numbers accurate here in America when the CDC actually is honest, which we hope they are, about how many people
are.
They're
not honest either.
And we want to find out who's PCR positive and what's the time course. And so far, apparently, the time course, they can be asymptomatic with a cough, shedding virus for 2 weeks, which is really bad. And then about 15%, if they get really sick, die. And they usually are weak already, like they're elderly, or they got immune dysfunction, or they're under cancer therapy. So this virus is going to get the weak and the elderly. And I really think that this is a population reduction pathogen that's released at a very timely period when China just decided to phase one of their treaty. And to me, it's very suspicious. I mean, as they say, when two or three coincidences happen, you wonder if there's a linkage, and I think there's some kind of linkage there.
I think what's interesting is, if you think about it, the Zika virus was created by Russian scientists in the Ugandan forest. The SARS virus, if you remember, right. The SARS virus in Japan, that was developed by basically Japanese terrorists for all intents and purposes.
Right.
And now you have a situation where the Chinese government has created this coronavirus.
This, by the way,
and just like, hang on, just in Chernobyl, if you remember when Chernobyl happened, they lied immediately. They, you know, made sure and coordinated their stories, and they were like, oh, it's the outbreak, you know, it's not bad, you know, it's not really leaking that bad. And they completely underestimated the death toll. They underestimated, you know, the damage. And then we saw what happened with Chernobyl. So who knows what's going to happen? I mean, well, Fukushima, very similar.
By the way, Fukushima's not stopped, by the way. It's anything getting worse. And they have to recapsulate even Chernobyl because the actual encapsulation is breaking down. So they got to re-encapsulate it. This virus also, because it's an RNA virus, can mutate, so you can get more or less lethal versions, subversions of it, too, around the world. And the things we do for it, which is things like this vaccine, may cause more death than the actual virus. We don't know yet. Because if it's like the Gardasil RNA virus vaccine, they're lethal vaccines. So you have to wonder, is there, you know, key bono, who's going to benefit from this and who's in more control? You have to understand, is the globalists, do they want to make certain one that, for example, that Trump doesn't get back in? Do they want a state of terror? Do they want population reduction? And if you check off a lot of boxes, you'll see that having a super pandemic like this fits the bill of the world ID this year, population reduction, and more globalist control of the world economy. So to me, there's a lot of boxes checked off that indicates this probably was purposeful rather than by accident. And what I found in the last few weeks since I've been researching it is that there's four gene complexes in this virus in two different sections that are right from HIV from two different sections, which by chance is like you're going to Vegas and the first time you go there, you put $10 down and get $1 million. So it doesn't happen. So this virus, when you look at the probability curve, basically is a bioweapon lab curve or an accidental vaccine release where they're messing around with it. So either way, it's somebody in China at a highly secure lab that probably didn't have full security and the virus got out, or somehow, somebody, and it might have even been the West, releases in China, which is very timely to get in their main industrial transport area for their high-speed rail and their aircraft. Now they're quarantining 55 million. In some cities, you only let one person in a wholesale go outside even for 10 or 15 minutes a day, even outside the house. And the stories I have, and I did an update last night, is this is, you know, even if you don't know how many people are dying or getting sick, the lethality of this is mind-boggling in terms of its effect on society, because the supply chain for production of automobiles in Wuhan is actually going to dry up in the next week, which is the largest industrial area of the world to make automobiles. So, you know, it's going to have an effect on the world economy. It's going to have effect on world transport, and like the Black Death that changed the serfs that were working for the royals in Europe, it allowed the rise of unions because there were so few workers they could unionize.
Well, I'll tell you, President Trump ought to renegotiate the trade deal with China right now based on all of that information, because if the Chinese economy is going to go down and get tanked, then we might as well take advantage of that and renegotiate the trade deal even better for phase two.
I'm sure phase two is going to, don't worry, the master of renegotiation is Trump and his buddies.
Oh, no doubt about it, no doubt about it. Hey, I got a question for you, and I don't know if this is true. I don't have a can in front of me, so I can't check. Is it true that the coronavirus is in one of the ingredients in Lysol?
No.
It's not true. Okay.
No.
So that must have just been something that was
on social
media that wasn't true.
Yeah. Well, you get non-virologists. You know, my background is 48 years ago, I got trained under Dr. Robert Brown, who worked on the T-virus at Bethesda. I did my PhD in bacteriology and oceanography. And then in 1997... I was the appointment under Reserve Admiral Hughes for radiological, chemical, and biological terrorism. I worked with the head of the Infectious Disease University of Colorado, the CDC, FBI, and FEMA director. And then I met them again in March of 2001 before 9/11. And they talked about more simulations with release of weaponized anthrax and even micro-nukes in a city in the Northeast. And by plausibly deniable questions, I found it was New York. So this is before 9/11. Susan Lindauer, who I've had on the show, was renditioned because she knew about it. She was a CIA operative. So 9/11 is an inside job, and when people try to say that, I found out last week we were trying to switch perhaps to a different company for credit card processing, and Elavon, which we used for 15 years, said your credit is over 800. and everything's fine. But because you said 9/11 is an inside job on your show, we will not let you process. We won't process your credit cards. So just like your ban from YouTube, Elevon would not process our supplement sales for nutraceuticals or technology because of our statements about 9/11. Well, there's a lot more truth coming out here, both good and bad, and unfortunately it's on both sides, both the Democrat primarily, but also on the Republican side, including at least Romney didn't kind of push over the edge, but I think he was kind of tempting to do so, wasn't he?
Yeah, what we really honestly need is we need a Jason Chaffetz for Senate in Utah campaign to start, because we've got to get rid of this Romney character.
Yeah,
he's been an absolute disaster. I knew he was going to be a disaster, and I knew he was going to be Jeff Flake 2.0, and he is certainly that and more.
Yeah, the comments out of Jeff Flake are so bizarre. It's like this guy must have gotten on a loony bin. It's very bizarre. No, I'm not saying Trump is perfect, because I think a lot of people around Trump are either idiots or globalists, like Mr. Bolton, and he leaked some of the information from his book. Now, the private information of conversations with his private staff should be completely protected, and no way should Bolton either be able to publish a book or leak it, because otherwise the Office of the Presidency doesn't have any more privacy to handle international affairs anymore. And I think the idea that Bolton had the nerve to do this is pretty disgusting, but of course this shows that Donald Trump doesn't have perfect support around his support staff, that he's got some leakers and some bad people that, you know, if he had a chance to talk to you or some of my other co-hosts, like John W. Spring or other people that we, you know, like Greg Ford, our intel agent who was over in Iraq on an occasional basis, he would have better intel and make better decisions, because I think he's trying to do the right thing, but he's got very bad advisors pushing 5G, genetically modified food, even trying to overturn the Monsanto lawsuit on Roundup causing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But I think Trump wants to do the right thing, including peace with Israel, secure the borders, secure the country against the pandemic. But he's got bad people around him, and he can't expect him to know everything about every major issue he has to be in pinch with, because his job is like a one-handed paper hanger. So, you know, the job of being president is so overwhelming, though, even though he's, you know, hypomanic and he only needs 3 or 4 hours a night's sleep, he doesn't and cannot have the expertise to know whether he should trust people when they give him bad opinions, right?
Well, yeah, that is true. But when he does make a mistake, he does recognize it relatively quick.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that.
He is very decisive on rectifying whatever that mistake he has found.
Right.
For instance, Jeff Sessions, he got rid of. John Bolton wasn't there very long. He figured that one out. He figured out that Scaramucci was going to be toxic. Two, you know, bold, brash, tough-talking New Yorkers were not going to survive in the same, you know, the same area, the same cabinet. So he's very good at recognizing.
In other words, he can pivot when he screws. When he screws up, he pivots and he kind of tries to fix it, right? Which is why I'm working hard to. I'm working hard to try to get direct contact for him for several things. Number one, the SARS thing, which he's not aware of. Number two, the Russian nukes in La Rochelle Island in Nicaragua. Number three, the drug cartels, which are run by SAD and the CIA and Mossad. Number four, the danger of major things. One of the things we're working on right now is the supernova Betelgeuse releasing toxic gravity waves that releases nascent oxygen and hydrogen to cause water that can cause earthquakes and a crustal slip. Many thousands of years ago, the crustal slip that destroyed the Atlanteans, which moved the North Pole from South Baffin Island to Siberia, moved at 1,657 miles, and we have Dr. McCanny going to be coming on the program again, and Mark Gaffney is writing a book on this. We've got pretty significant proof that in the last 120,000 years, it's moved 5 times on average 1,600 miles. And if that happens again, it's going to cause a cataclysm to coastal areas, anything near fault lines. A lot of commercial buildings or regular buildings won't be able to withstand it if they're within 120 miles of the fault zones on the East Coast. And on the West Coast, within 25 miles, we're not prepared to have a collapse of power supply from a CMA over the sun or a major event we call a pole shift or a crustal slip. For example, where the perfect place we'd like to build deep underground bases is dormant magma domes, so when the crust moves and the hot spots not feeding them over hundreds of thousands or millions of years, there's 6 to 12 cubic miles inside domes from a mile and a half to 2-3 miles below ground. They're ideal places for deep underground bases. And it turns out a lot of the globalists and billionaires, they've diverted all this money from the drug cartels, the human trade, and the drug trade to build these domes with Bechdel Corporation and so on. So they have their Willy Wonka chocolate factory ticker to go underground. And people don't realize that there's a lot of disinformation both on the left and on the right. And the lack of information is what is, like it says in the Bible, my people perish for lack of vision. He's referring to ancient Israel. So hopefully we the people like yourself, Josh, and myself and other colleagues that really do know what's going on, from asking better questions and having intel sources, can get the information through to President Trump. So on your closing remarks, what would you like to say to President Trump and the people that support you over at Patreon?
Well, again, go to patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. Find the show on Roku television. And President Trump, one of the things that he's very good at is listening to his own inner voice. It's gotten him as far as he's gotten so far, all the way to the presidency, to being a billionaire, to being successful. And he needs to just continue to listen to that voice. And if he hears another voice that he doesn't feel is right, then he needs to stick with his gut. Because when he sticks with his gut, he does what's best for the country, the nation, and we all prosper.
Yeah, he's got a good heart. He was on that pro-life speech, but next year when he becomes president, he needs to cut the budget for Planned Parenthood. He needs to actually get rid of the idea that states can put red flag laws in, like Virginia, to take away gun rights. He needs to get rid of the dirty money that's involved with politics, so Blomberg and other people can't manipulate politics or buy their seats for attorneys general in different states, like the Soros Foundation. And Blomberg trying to manipulate politics with his money. They need to start taking the money effect out so it's more based on competency, and we need to have a Cincinnati rule so you can't become a career or lifetime politician. You can go in, do your job.
Term limits. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And it's all about term limits. Last thing I'll say about Iowa tonight, it's probably going to be pretty close. It's possible Bernie Sanders wins. It could be close to a three-way tie with Pickle Pete bringing up the rear. So we'll see what happens.
Well, the problem, the young people have been taught by communists and socialists and universities across America. They've been had extremely high debt, which is manipulated on purpose to crush young people so they wouldn't reproduce and have a home or family by the time they're 30. What I see happening is they've engineered this to make people crave for a socialist or a release, so they're going to get free college and debt forgiveness. And you don't need to move to a totalitarian police state run by communist, socialist, atheists to do that. You need to have a more rational plan, which hopefully Trump will come out with, and I'm sure he can. Right?
There you go. All right.
Thank you, Josh, for coming on the program. I appreciate it.
No problem. My pleasure.
We will be back again on Genesis Network here shortly, but we'll continue doing these great videos, and I want people to support Josh. You're one of the most brilliant speakers and analysts on this, and the fact is we're facing a very great time, not just for America, because America is the most powerful nation in history. I call it the twin, like the two goats, it's the nation of Ephraim, America, the 10 tribes, and the state of Israel. We need to have that alliance treaty that Trump has talked about here probably before the fall. We need to make sure that we are the bulwark of God's rule on earth. We're called the true Zionism, is to bring God's rule to the earth, not anti-Zionism, which they get it all confused and mixed up. And we want to make certain that not only now that Israel is making allies with the Sunni nations, we need to get peace accords with the Shiite to put a stop to the idea of a nuclear war in the Middle East, because we're teetering and there's a bunch of globalists like John Bolton and others who want to push toward war. They don't care how many millions or billions of people are dead as a result of it. All the wars since the Napoleonic have been banker wars, haven't they?
Yeah, they absolutely true. Yeah, they've all been started that way. The globalist money. When there's conflict, there's ability to make money, and when there's ability to make money, they can grow their influence.
Exactly.
And that's why they're putting people in Europe and bringing them in from other countries and having refugee programs and caravans and all that. Who do you think's behind all that? It's George Soros. It's all the globalists.
Well,
Brussels doesn't want laws. They don't want borders. They want open borders. I mean, all of it kind of goes together. And what is the driving force of that? Conflict and strife.
Right. Well,
I got to go. I got to get on another interview here in about 3 minutes.
Right. The Chaos Masters. Take care, Josh.
Okay.
We'll see you again next week.
God
and
bless.
If you have anything before, then give me a shout. Take care. Take care. Bye. That was a great interview with Josh Bernstein. We're back to Nutra Medical. And I'm going to go through the website here so you can see it. We're going to be putting up a link so you can listen live to the show if you haven't seen it already on Vimeo, YouTube, and Facebook. That'll be all set up. We'll have a new link directly to GCN Live to listen to the radio show. I'm going to get that activated in the next few days, weeks, or by March 1st at the earliest. We also are expanding our social media. Our programs are sent over to SoundCloud, Twitter, and Facebook from the audio shows and converted to YouTube videos as well. I want to go over the Shop By products list. We have the A to Z products. We have Direct Labs, laboratory, and I do consultations, and I send labs for over almost 50 labs here in America and labs overseas. 98% of my consults are totally free. All you have to do is email and contact me at nutrimedical@drbilldeagle.com or go to the Contact Us section over here on the right and just contact us, and I will give you, we have a time window, a call back or an email to what nutraceuticals and technology to take. I've also built a health concerns tab here, and this I'm building over the next few weeks and months, so you can go through hundreds of questions, and it'll actually not only tell you what products to get, but what protocols it'll link you to. It'll also give you recommendations what you should do with your primary doctor or specialist and whether you need a consult or not through AI that I'm building. It's all free. The Shop By Products list includes epigenetic frequency therapy. We talked about this earlier with Truat about the Sonic Life Machine for epigenetic frequency, the Magi Pad, other devices you'll... The bigger devices you'll need to pay for by check, they're over $1,000, including the Selvito mat, the QRS mat, and the photon sound beam. Those are only available to purchase by check, not by credit card. But the Magi is available. You can purchase it, but I recommend you get a consult and get on the detox agents, too. We have the Legacy Emergency Food and Prepper Supplies. We have Lumen Photon Infrared Light Therapy. We have the Medical Consult. And when you do go to Medical Consult, you get 11-page intake history form. You sign up through the Native Board, the First Nations Native Medical Board right across the country and worldwide. And we also, I'm getting signed up also with the Naturopathic Board here in California as a naturopathic MD. You want the monatomic minerals or just below that. We have peptides developed by Dr. Cavinson at the Russian Academy for organ regeneration. We have Pure Water Systems, and on our sale, you'll save 7%. Sale, next sale is coming up in 2 weeks on my birthday over the weekend of Friday the 14th right through the weekend, and my birthday, which is the 15th, Saturday. We have the Sonic Life Machines. We have the basic one and the professional. Most people get the basic, and you can purchase either on whole, or I can arrange for a lease, and you can get a total write-off against your taxes. We have the Summit to See Hyperbaric Chambers, and you'll see those chambers there. When you go to the Hyperbaric Chambers, those are all purchased by either lease, which most people do, or a check. And if you do a lease, I can arrange a leasing company. Do go through us. You would never get a better price than we will. There are other suppliers, but you'll also get the ozone generator from us that goes with your machine for the first half hour. We have our Vimeo channel and our YouTube channel that you can actually go down here and see that as well. And, of course, I don't see my How to Win in Court here. I'll put that back up here, the How to Win in Court tab, which is important for pro se litigant action. I want to go on and talk about some of the other news items now and then close off today here in a few minutes. So let's go over here to our first line defense kit, etc. If we look at the first line defense kit, here it is. It is the $199. We got an excellent price, and that's free shipping in the U.S. The description includes Neutrodyne, our plasma iodine to kill all pathogens and viruses, NIOSH N95 masks, Nutri Silver spray to kill viruses, Nutri Defense to destroy the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses and all bacterial cell wall, all pathogens, Defense Wipes to kill all viruses on contact and all bacterial cell wall pathogens, Power C Plus to stop the cytokine storm that will kill you with cardiogenic shock or neurogenic shock, and of course you can add additional nutraceuticals here, Allicin Med. We get from Germany 200 milligrams more Allicin, 650 milligrams than Peter Jostling's at less than half the price. To kill all bacteria, viruses, and fungi, Nutrimmune 26Y that tags all pathogens with immunoglobulins for immune system to identify and kill. And Cell Defense Plus, it'll stop the cytokines and even get rid of cancer stem or mother cells. And then if you go to our link here at the first event, at the first line defense kit under A to Z at Fine Products, you'll see we also have a couple of videos. This one here is a short one on the first line defense kit. The second one is a longer video on SARS coronavirus, and I have another update I'll be posting, I'll be putting here as well, that I put up. It's around 28 minutes. I did last night, which is February 3rd, early in the morning, around between 2:30 and 3:30, because I'm very driven to get the truth out to the people. So that's the first thing. Let's go to our news items, and we'll look at what's good available here now. We want to look at what's happening here in terms of the China. And let's go to the top of the articles here list. Two coronavirus patients hospitalized in San Francisco after conditions worsen. So whose cases were confirmed by U.S. health officials over the weekend were transported to a hospital in San Francisco. A man-made disaster, fear and desperation inside China's virus epicenter. Chen knew all too well the dangers lurking on the other side of the globe, right? Man-made disaster. Chinese citizens turned to virus tracker apps to avoid infecting neighborhoods. That's from Shenzhen, which is across the bay from Hong Kong. China World Trade Organization entry cost 451 American manufacturing jobs a day since 2001. Wow, that's the WTO. So their entry into the World Trade Organization got 451 jobs per day. Wow. Japan quarantines cruise ship after passenger infected with coronavirus. They quarantined the whole cruise ship. Wow. 36 evacuated from China to France display coronavirus symptoms. 3 dozen people evacuated from China to France showed symptoms. Now, they need to quarantine it for 2 weeks, and then they can't transmit the virus to anybody else. Our antipathogenics will kill the virus, and then you can do PCR to see that they're virus-free so they won't infect someone else, because you can incubate it for 2 weeks even without symptoms. Scientific puzzles surrounding the Wuhan novel coronavirus has resulted in scientific puzzles. We talked about this. It's Yu Hongdong, apparently. So let's see if we want to open that article up here and see what they say here. Doctor putting on a pair of protective glasses before entering the isolation ward at the hospital in Wuhan, China, in January 30th. Has resulted in all of China's Hubei province and three major cities in Shenzhen province being subjected to a quarantine. Other nations are anxiously trying to get their people out of China, and restrictions are being placed on flights to China because of this novel virus. Extremely high transmission speed, high RO, it's called, and a high fatality rate. It is posing a significant challenge to public health, not only in China, but around the world. There are major gene gaps in the knowledge of the virus origin, duration, and human-human transmission and clinical management of those infected based on the current limited information coming from China. Nevertheless, the findings of those scientists who recently published research papers about the virus are summarized below. Lancet article reports Wuhan virus not likely caused by natural recombination. In other words, it didn't happen from the live market. Most people reported that the 2019 virus is only 88% related to the closest bat coronavirus, only 79% of SARS to SARS, and just 50% to MERS. Professor Rujian Liu from China Key Laboratory and Biosafety, National Institute for Viral Disease Control and Prevention, Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and his co-authors commented in the January 30th paper that in Lancet that recombination is probably not the reason for emergency of this virus, which means it's probably a bioweapon, right? In January 27th, 2020, a study by five Greek scientists analyzed the genetic relationship of the 2019 nCoV and found the new coronavirus provides a new lineage for almost half of the genome with no close genetic relationship to other viruses within the subgenus of Sabra coronaviruses and has an unusual middle segment never seen before in any coronavirus. So it means obviously something's inserted there. All this indicates a 2019 COV is a brand new type of coronavirus. Study authors rejected the original hypothesis that in 2019 nCoV originated from random natural mutations between different coronaviruses. That's Paris Kevis et al. In 2020, BioRxiv. The article is a preprint made available through Rxiv, has been prepared, peer-reviewed. Very high genetic identity in patients indicates a recent transmission to human. viruses have their high natural mutation rates. Just the RNA viruses have a high mutation rate, so you can create substrains, right? That's why creating a vaccine is useless. And also, the vaccine will make your body make antigens, so it can cause dangers like the Gardasil. The Lancet study by Liu, etc., states as a typical RNA virus, the average evolutional rate for a virus is roughly 10-4 nucleotide substitutions per site per year, with mutations arising during every replication cycle. It is therefore striking that the sequence of the 2019 nCoV from a different patient's described were almost identical, with genetic 99.9% sequence identity. This finding suggests that the 2019 virus originated from one source within a very short time period and detected relatively rapidly. The January 31 article by the John Cohen in Science, the longer a virus circulates in the human population, the more time it has to develop mutations that are differentiate strains in infected people. And given that the 2019 nCoV sequences analyzed differ from each other by 7 nucleotides at most, this suggests it jumped into humans very recently. But it remains a mystery which animals spread the virus to humans. Bat or human market source is not the whole story. So they're talking about coming from bats or from that open market that had live animals and so on. It's not the story. So Professor Liu discussed the natural host of the virus. An earlier hypothesis had been the virus had been passed to humans from bats sold at Wuhan's Hunan seafood market. Liu et al. Wrote the first outbreak was first reported in late December 2019, but most bat species are hibernating. Secondly, no bats were sold or found at the Hunan seafood market, whereas various non-aquatic animals, including mammals, were available for purchase. Third, the sequence identified between 2019 COV and its close relatives, such as BAT-SL.COVZC45 and BAT-SL.CVZXC21, was less than 90%. Hence, BAT-COVVZC45 and the BAT-SL-COVZX-CZ1 are not directly ancestors of the 2019. The authors point out that while the 2019 causing the Wuhan outbreak might have initially been hosted by bats, it may have been transmitted to humans via other as yet known mechanisms called biolab, by the way, it is. Either a vaccine manufacturing or biolab creating a bioweapon. Science article said the Hunan marketplace played an earlier role in the spreading of nCoV, but whether it was a major origin of the outbreak remains uncertain. In other words, unlikely. Many of the initial confirmed 2019 nCoV cases, 27 of them, the first 41 in one report and 26 of the 47 in another, were connected to the Wuhan market, but up to 45%, including the earliest handful, were not. This raises the possibility that the initial jump was into people happened elsewhere. Spike protein has precise mutations without impacting its affinity for human receptor. So spike protein has 4 precise mutations, which is really unusual. Every virus must have a receptor to bind to human cells, can only live inside human cells, and must rely on human cells to replicate. Without these capabilities, viruses found circulating in the blood or tissues are easily cleared by the human immune system. Viruses in human cells are specific surface protein channels. The interaction of viral surface proteins binding to human cells is similar to with how keys are used to open locks. Previous studies have shown that there are several receptors that differ coronaviruses bind to, such as the angiotensin converting enzyme 2ACE2 for SARS-CoV. ACE2 receptors are abundantly present in human tissue, especially along the epithelial linings of the lung and small intestine, providing routes of entry into cells from SARS-CoV. According to Liu et al. Lancet paper, there is a structural similarity between the receptor binding domains of SARS-CoV and nCoV-2019 spike protein is responsible for binding to cell receptors and is crucial for viral targeting of host tissue. The molecular modeling data by Liu et al. Suggests that despite the presence of amino acid mutations in the 2019 COV receptor binding protein domain, 2019 COV might use the ACE receptor to gain entry into host cells. on January 21st in Xintian Zhu et al. From the Key Laboratory of Molecular Virology and Immunology Institute, Pasteur of Shanghai, Center for Biosafety, Mega Science, Chinese Academy of Sciences, Shanghai, published a paper entitled Evolution of the Novel Coronavirus from the Ongoing Wuhan Outbreak and Modeling of its spike proteins for risk of human transmission. Science China Life News. This paper, more precise analysis of the S protein of Wuhan 2019. The S protein was known to usually have variable amino acid sequences compared to other gene domains from coronavirus. However, despite the considerable genetic distance between the Wuhan and the human-infected SARS-CoV, the overall low homology of the Wuhan COV protein to the SARS-CoV, the Wuhan COV protein had several patches of sequences in receptor RBD binding domain with a high homology to the similar to the SARS-CoV. The residues of positions 442, 472, 479, and 487, and 491 in SARS were reported to be at the receptor complex interface and considerably critical for cross-species and human-to-human transmission of the SARS-CoV. So with our important interface to amino acid residues, the Wuhan College of Wuhan COV protein was found to have a significant binding affinity to human ACE2 receptor. The replacing residues at positions 442, 472, 479, and 47 in Wuhan COV protein did not alter the structural conformation of the Wuhan COV protein and SARS-CoV protein shared an almost identical 3D structure in the RBD domain or the red blood cell membrane and domain level. That's interesting. thus maintaining similar van der Waal and electromagnetic properties in the interaction surface interface. Thus, the Wuhan COV is still able to pose a significant public health risk for human transmission via the S protein, ACE2 binding protein. As we know, directly from the novel 2019 nCoV, is a different from the SARS. It is understood that the S protein is highly variable. It would be no surprise if the genetic sequence, protein structure, and even the function of the 2019 nCoV S protein is different from that of the SARS. But how would it be? Right? But how could this be, the novel virus be so intelligent as to mutate precisely at selected sites while preserving its binding ability to human ACE receptor? How did the virus change just four amino acids of the S protein? Did the virus know how to use the clustered regularly in interspaced short palindromic repairs called CRISPR to make sure this would happen? Well, obviously these are the indications of a bioweapon. Stunning findings, S protein insertions from HIV. January 27th, 2020, Prashant Prahad et al. From the Indian Institute of Technology published a paper entitled Uncanny Similarity of Unique Insertions in 2019 nCoV Spike Protein to HIV, GP120, and GAG, which is currently being revised. The corresponding author of this paper, Professor Biswajit Kundu, is specializing in protein genetic and genetic engineering and has published about 41 papers during the past 17 years on PubMed, including high-impact biomedical journals. The authors found four insertions in the spike protein, glycoprotein S, which are unique to the 2019 nCoV, but are not present in other coronaviruses. Importantly, amino acid residues in all four insertions have identical or similarity to HIV-1, GP120, or HIV-GAG, which means these are all related to HIV, the AIDS virus, which we know is a bioweapon created in a lab. I got the documents in 97 when I traveled to Zurich, Switzerland. Interestingly, despite the insertions being discontinuous in the primary amino acid sequence, the 3D modeling of the 2019 nCoV suggests that they converge to constitute the receptor binding site. The finding of the four unique insertions in the 2019 nCoV, all of which have identical similarity to the amino acid residues in the key structural protein of HIV-1 is unlikely to be fortuitous in nature, i.e., in other words, it's caused by bioweapon research. Prahad et al. Tells us, to our surprise, these sequence insertions were not only absent in S protein of HIRS, but also were not observed in any other members of the coronaviridae family. This is startling, as it is quite unlikely for a virus to have acquired such unique insertions naturally in a short duration of time, meaning they were created in the lab, people. Unexpectedly, all the insertions got aligned with human immunodeficiency virus HIV-1. For, by the way, they're using HIV drugs, and some of the people are very violently sick with this SARS virus and seems to have some benefit, although we don't know so far. It's all preliminary. Further analysis revealed that the alignment sequences of HIV-1 with 2019 nCoV were derived from the surface glycoprotein GP120 amino acid sequence 404-409, 462-467, 136 to 150, and from GAG protein 366 to 384 amino acid. GAG protein of the HIV is involved in the host membrane binding, packaging the virus, and for the formation of virus-like particles. GP120 plays a crucial role in recognizing the host cell by binding to the primary receptor CD4. This binding induces structural realignment, rearrangements in the GP120, creating a high affinity binding site for the chemokine to a co-receptor like CXCR4 and the CCR5. So in other words, it helps to improve binding. So it's well known that CD4 cells have essentially to human immunity are direct targets of the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. HIV attaches to the CD4 cells, injures them, infects them. This, in other words, it causes a crash. So the SARS actually crashes your immune system cells in your body that would help to fight the infection or virus. The virus then turns each infected CD4 cell into a factory, creating more HIV virus until eventually all the CD4 cells are destroyed. People infected with HIV lose their immunity or defense systems, which is like a country losing the functions of its army. If you look closer at the four insertions of the S protein, they are all located on the binding surface of the protein, seemingly designed to be able to bind to target cells, receptors, sites, etc. Let me blow this up a little bit more here. So they're seemingly designed to be bound to the target cell receptor sites. Natural and accidental mutation would be randomly distributed across the whole range of the S protein. It's highly unlikely that all of these insertions could coincidentally be manifested on the binding site. The article by Pradhan, etc., is a preprint made available through the BioRx1V and has not been peer-reviewed. Now, by the way, when this ZeroH put this article out, they got in trouble and they had to kind of retract the article. BioRxiv reports this paper has been withdrawn by its authors. They intend to review it in response to comments received from the research community on their technical approach and their interpretation of the results. If you have any questions, please contact the corresponding authors. And this shows you the actual pictures of the insertion here, insertion 1, 2, 3, and 4, and clinical evidence patients having cytokine storm with progressive decline in blood and lymphocytes. Are Pradhan et al. Findings right or wrong? If they're correct, these virus should be able to invade human CD4 T cells and result in corresponding clinical features. A paper published by The Lancet on January 24th by Professor Shaolin Huang from Jinjin Yantin Hospital in Wuhan, after reviewing clinical features of the patients infected with 2019 novel coronavirus in Wuhan, China, supports Pradhan et al.'s conclusions. Huang analyzed 41 hospitalized patients admitted with laboratory-confirmed 2019 nCoV infection as of January 2nd, 2020. Only 27% of the 41 patients had been exposed to the Wuhan seafood market. Common symptoms at outset of the illness were fever, 98%, cough, 76%, myalgias and fatigue, 44%. Thus, common symptoms were sputum production, headache, 8%, hemophysis, which is blood, 5%, about 1 in 20, diarrhea, 3%, dyspnea developed or shortness of breath in 55%. Median time for illness onset to dyspnea was eight days, so it can take a long time to incubate. 62% had lymphopenia, which means your lymphocytes get destroyed. All 41 patients had pneumonia with abnormal findings on their chest CT scan. Complications include acute respiratory distress syndrome, 29, RNA anemia, which means the RNA is destroyed, causing anemia. Acute cardiac injury, 12%. Secondary infection, 10%, like secondary pneumonia. 32% admitted to ICU, and 50% died. So 50% of the people that were brought in there died. So compared with the non-ICU patients, ICU patients with higher plasma levels of IL-2, IL-7, IL-10, GSCF, IP-10, MCP-1, M1P1A, and TNF-alpha, the 219 NCOV caused clusters of severe respiratory illness similar to severe acute respiratory syndrome. Coronavirus was associated with ICU admissions and high mortality. Although the low white blood cell count are common in viral infections, it is surprising that 63% of all infected patients and 85% of those admitted to the ICU had lymphopenia, which means your lymphocytes were destroyed by the virus, with lymphocyte counts less than 1.0 times 10 to the 109 per liter. In a study on SARS published in March 2004 by C.M. Chu et al., thorax, the mean lymphocyte count was often reported as normal. This is the first time this has been seen, by the way. In January 22, 2020, two clinical guidelines for the diagnosis and treatment of Wuhan 2019 NCOV were posted on China websites. One, a quick guide for the diagnosis and treatment of new coronavirus pneumonia, authored by expert group of Tongji Hospital, and the others in instruction for handling 2019 new coronavirus from the Wuhan Union Hospital and Tongji Medical College of Huangzhuang University of Science and Technology. The first guideline clearly points out a progressive lymphocyte reduction, which this is, by the way, was unique with this particular virus. Well, second guideline highlights so the importance of monitoring the absolute value of lymphocytes. Therefore, observing lymphocyte reduction must be of clinical significance in a certain proportion of patients. CD4 positive T lymphocytes, this is like the AIDS virus, by the way, that destroys lymphocytes, constitute a major fraction of all lymphocytes. Although not a routine test for patients with coronavirus infection, perhaps monitoring CD4 cell counts would be helpful. 2019 patients. Another clinical feature of patients infected with NCOV is high levels of serum cytokines and chemokines, which is why, of course, by the way, in my first line defense kit, we have cell defense plus 7% more absorbed turmeric or curcumin and high dose power C, which is the only and most powerful form of ascorbic acid, calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate salt with bioperin. So you get many grams of dosage to stop cytokine storms, which is the thing that kills people. This is from Huang, 2020 Lancet. This is consistent with the observation from Pradhan et al. That the 2019 NCOV S protein-induced structural rearrangements in GP120, creating a high-affinity binding site for chemokine co-receptors such as CXCR4 or CCR5. It is well known that the activating T lymphocyte surface can cause a cytokine storm. Cytokine storms have potential to create significant damage to organs and bodily tissues. This is, by the way, the thing that kills you. That's why you can put a feeding tube down someone who's in a coma, give her a power C plus, and turn off the cytokine storm. So whether it's due to a burn or septic shock from a virus or bacteria or fungi, it can stop that. If the cytokine storm occurs in the lungs, for example, immunocells such as macrophages and fluid may trigger tissue damage that result in acute respiratory distress and possible death. The United States Census for Disease Control, there is no specific antiviral treatment recommended for 2019 NCOV, but there are a few case reports in Wuhan patients benefiting from empiric treatment with anti-HIV drugs such as lopinavir. More such detailed clinical experience. That's the report I have. So, conclusion. There are many scientific questions regarding this novel virus. Based on recent published scientific papers, this new coronavirus has unprecedented virological features that suggest genetic engineering may have been involved in its creation. It's absolutely certain The virus presents with several clinical features which make it a significant threat. It's imperative for scientists, physicians, and all people all over the world, including government and public health authorities, to make every effort to investigate this mysterious and suspicious virus in order to elucidate its origin and to better enable populations in China and around the world to respond. Huang Dong holds an MD from Beijing Medical University and a doctorate in infectious disease from Beijing University. Dong has 17 years of working experience in viral infections, disease, clinical treatment, and antiviral drug research. Dong worked as a doctor in the first affiliated hospital of Beijing Medical, and then later as a medical scientific expert, specialized in antiviral drug clinical research at Novartis R&D. She currently works as a chief scientific officer in Swiss biotech company. References we have here: Lu R. and Zhao, Genomic Characterization and Epidemiological of the 2019 Novel Coronavirus. By the way, I'm going to copy this article over. It'll be over in our NutraMedical pages, the actual full article and link. Preskevitz and Costanti, basically full genomic evolution analysis of the novel coronavirus, rejects the hypothesis of emergence as a result of recent recombination event, in other words, spontaneous. Huang, clinical features of patients infected with 2019 novel coronavirus. Koan Zhang, mining coronavirus genomes for clues to the outbreak's origins. Pradhan and Padday, A.K. and Mishra, uncanny similarity of unique insertions of 2019 spike proteins in HIV-1. And again, it acts like a form of HIV and knocks out lymphocytes and CD4, which is why you want to monitor CD4 cell count. Evolution of the novel coronavirus from an ongoing Wuhan outbreak and modeling of the spike proteins for risk of human transmission. Chu and Cheng Hung, IF, from basically HKU/UCH SARS study group, role of lopinavir and ritonavir, which are basically AIDS drugs, in the treatment of SARS, including virological and clinical findings. And this goes back to 2004. Interim clinical guidance for management of patients with confirmed 2019 coronavirus infection. This is from the Center for Disease Control. Coronavirus clinical guidance management, so they already have guidance now. 2019. Figure 1, basically things about cannabinoid DCL receptors, etc., which would also probably modify it. Figure 2, farming gene editing oxymoron tool. And then figure 4, source. Google GP1 parasheta /home/receptor interactions. So let's see if I can pop up some of these figures and show here this article here. I'll see if I can pop this up here. And then see if I can show some of the figures like this one here. Figure 1. And figure 2. And figure 4. Interim guidelines for management of patients with confirmed novel coronavirus infection. This is from the CDC. It's dated January 30th, just a few days ago. We have, of course, some other things like pictures. 7 things you never knew about cannabinoid CB1 receptors, and how, of course, cannabinoids can help to block it. Well, you can obtain it directly from us by contact us, because we don't have it on the website, because a lot of our internet people will not let us sell cannabinoids, which are basically totally safe with no Delta 9 THC in it. Now, we of course have organic farming with gene editing and oxymoron or tools for sustainable agriculture. So there's a lot of University of California, Berkeley professor stands in the front of the room delivering her, but potentially genetic engineering, her audience full of organic farming listens uneasily. She notices a man who gets up from the seat, moves towards the front of the room, confused the speaker, pauses in mid-sentence as she watches him bend over, reach for the power cord, and unplug the projector, the room darkens and silence falls, so much of the listening audience the ideas. Many organic advocates claim that genetically engineered crops are harmful to human health, the environment, and farmers who work with them. Biotechnology advocates far back that genetically engineered crops are safe, reduce insecticide use, and allow farmers to develop countries to produce enough food to feed themselves. So, yeah, so a lot of this stuff is kind of very, very timely. Let's go to some of the other major news here before we drop out here. This one here is about U.S. news. I'll hit the refresh so we can actually see the latest here. This shows Democratic senator proposes censuring, not impeaching Trump, so that's going to happen. This is the Democratic senator. I think this is Joe Manchin, who's a Democratic senator from West Virginia. He's in an area. Proposed Kansas law would require In God We Trust to be posted in every classroom. That's good. Christian students ask Supreme Court to review case over free speech rights on campus. Good. 8 Iowa counties may have more registered voters than eligible population. Wow. This is, again, an example of what happened with Hillary Clinton with a lot of phony registered voters, some of them already dead or multiple states. Senator Joni Ernst clarifies remarks about potentially impeaching Joe Biden. Rush Limbaugh says he has advanced lung cancer, one of the most difficult days. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I would provide him with my nutraceuticals to stop his cancer and prevent it from spreading. I'd recommend he get IPT cancer therapy after a test done in Greece and take the cancer vaccine against the blood vessels that Donald Trump allowed with the need to try. We have the dendritic vaccine that will boost his immune system to fight it. And I'd recommend he try other therapies such as our pulse magnetic field that Dr. Dan Royals developed, where he used a Salvito mat and a photon sound beam, and we could add the Magi to boost the zeta potential of your cells and then antipathogenics that kill the cancer with the Nutridyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, NutriDefense, because pathogens and toxins in the tissue are what causes the escape phenomenon we call cancer. Joe Biden says Hunter Biden's Burisma board position was a bad image. It's not just a bad image, it was illegal and criminal, but a standard operational procedure for the people in the District of Criminals called D.C. Two killed and one injured in shooting at Texas A&M campus. U.S. Army taps academic research for cutting-edge military technology. They're doing it with called, it's called basically a new technology of warfare that they're using for engaging. Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid says he will accept White House invitation. That's good. Trump lawyers, House Democrats make final arguments for on an impeachment trial. That's going to happen by Wednesday. Graham, GOP to investigate whistleblower after impeachment trial. So the whistleblower that was involved with the Democrats and Mr. Schiff is probably going to get investigated. Most likely he'll be charged and or jailed. They should probably jail Mr. Schiff and others too that did this scam. National Security, very confident Bolton manuscript wasn't leaked by National Security Council. Yeah, sure, I don't belie that for a second, and the book people. Ann Cox, Chambers, media high heiress, and former U.S. ambassador dies at 100. Wow, one dead and three injured in Greyhound bus shooting in California officials. 100-year-old World War II veterans honored at Super Bowl. John Kerry dismisses report that he might run for president. Yeah, I don't think that's likely. He wouldn't get anywhere anyway. 2020 candidates look for early boost in their first-in-the-nation Iowa caucuses, and then Trump says he thinks Bernie Sanders is a communist. Of course he is. It's very obvious he's a communist. He went to communist Russia for his honeymoon. New York City testing two more people for coronaviruses. Men wanted by police in Seattle shooting arrest in Nevada. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula claims December shooting at Florida naval base. And Pompeo in Kazakhstan warns of China's growing reach calls for greater economic factors. Let's look at some of the latest news items here over on Drudge Report. I'll just make sure we're here. We have, of course, Dems, the kickoffs are Iowa caucuses, which is going to be tonight. Rush Limbaugh, of course, reveals he has lung cancer. We talked about that earlier. Passengers spray with hoses on runway after flying from hot zone. Weinstein accuser details golden shower encounter. You know, Agent Weinstein, you know, Weinstein, of course, is Hollywood corrupt sexual pervert. Britain's productivity declined worse than 250 years. Russians stalking American satellites in space. That's happening for sure. We know that. Amazon's HQ2 fiasco. Bezos was jealous of Musk. Fears 5G network could lower sperm count. Of course it will. It'll also damage insects and contribute to colony collapse disorder. Bird death from disrupting their navigation systems. The gut biome and your mitochondria. So yeah, it's an extinction level event. And it's used for trying to turn the world into a matrix. Spray plans combat large locust outbreak in Africa. Swarms block the skies in Saudi Arabia and Yemen. So this is again another end time thing. Earth could be hit by a mini ice age as the sun hibernates. It's very likely we're going to actually have either a sun or coronal mass ejection, or the Betelgeuse supernova explosion. And the gravity wave will trigger off a crustal slip we call lithospheric disjunction, which destroyed the ancient Atlanteans tens of thousands of years ago. We also have, of course, the Super Bowl of insults with Blomberg and Trump. We also have, of course, Chiefs win Mahone battles to victory. J-Lo rubs crotch, dances on stripper rainbow pole. That's pretty bizarre for a young audience to see that going on a stripper pole. They had 102 million viewers there at the at that. So let's go look at some of the other things here. We're going to go back and talk about our technology. Earlier we talked about with the Salvinomat and epigenetic field therapy. We have the Magi pad, which is now on special at $7.95. We get the Mini Magi, which is a smaller version, which has its own snaps. It's really excellent. I'll have pictures up soon for it. We have, of course, our amazing nutraceuticals here we reviewed earlier today. We have the Cardiovasc capsules and the Cardiovasc tincture. We have, of course, our interview earlier with Hour 2 with Midnight and Samara. Greg Ford, we may get him back on and do some more interviews here after we get a little recess here. So thank you for listening to the amazing show today. If you go to our NutriMeds store, you can call us at 888-212-8871. Michelle, my dear wife, that's a very smart CFO and former stockbroker and financial analyst. She handles the financial side of NutriMedical and answers all your calls. I handle the medical and geopolitical and spiritual, and is trained 26 years ago to become a intel agent spook with above top secret clearance. I have intel information you vitally need. And of course, do visit Josh Bernstein's website at patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. So thank you for listening, and take care and take action every day of your life with NutriMeds to heal your body, and geopolitical truths from our co-hosts, and spiritual truths to save your soul and our nations and our world.